This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
We've been hearing a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking about Sears and what its executives did wrong. Those of us who appreciated their Craftsman tools and Kenmore appliances had to wonder when they tried to do other stuff back through the years. Now, there seemed to be good reason for Danville, Illinois native Edward Telling to take Sears into the financial realm. He was the father of the Discover card, and they also had Allstate Insurance at the time. And as Ed explained to me, after retirement, when he was a neighbor of ours in suburban Chicago, the idea was for Sears to be involved with its customers in other ways financially. But after Ed, Arthur Martinez ran Sears as chief executive officer, and you might recall he was pushing back then what they branded as the softer side of Sears. Martinez blamed the decisions made under Ed Telling. Others said Martinez did his part to take Sears down the wrong path with a softer side. Then there was that Kmart merger. From day one, it seems that didn't go well, as both chains have darkened one store after another. One Wall Street analyst said that perhaps more than any other retailer, Sears Holdings, based in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, should have filed bankruptcy long before now. But they continue to sell off real estate, selling good real estate. This might surprise you, but Sears Holdings has 900 stores yet, but when the two chains merged, they had 3,500 sites, and critics say the best locations were sold, and that left the least profitable stores to carry on the company's survival effort. And this is a revealing statistic. In 42 quarters, Sears Holdings had only one in which same-store sales were higher. That was the first quarter of 2010, one quarter in 10 and a half years. Maybe this is heightened by awareness a little bit of all of the things that we bought over the years from Sears, but I saw in a piece of furniture the other day, a dresser drawer, a tag that said, Linda and I bought that dresser from Sears. And then there are my dad's tools, especially his very well-used Craftsman socket set. I still cherish that and will for years. And then the memories, the Christmas catalog, Santa Claus. A lot of us did a lot of business with Sears. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.